Welcome to Z-Code Sports Betting Podcast, your place where insider secrets, tricks, and systems are revealed to help you become a successful sports investor. Let the show begin.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. And I have to say, looking at the sack of research we have on the table today, yeah. I'm feeling a mix of emotions.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's excitement for sure. But there's also a really healthy dose of skepticism.
Skepticism is good. I'd be worried if you weren't skeptical. It's what keeps you from losing your shirt in this world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because today we are diving into a world that is usually just, you know, filled with smoke and mirrors and a lot of empty promises.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about sports betting.
Mm-hmm.
But, and this is a massive but, we aren't talking about the guy at the end of the bar screaming at the TV because he has $50 on the Lakers.
Right.
We are looking at something completely different. We're looking at a stack of documents that claims to just flip the script entirely.
It really is a paradigm shift, and that's the core of it. Okay. We're trying to move away from the whole concept of gambling, which, you know, it implies you're relying on luck or some kind of gut instinct.
Yeah, the feeling.
A feeling. And we're moving toward sports investing.
And that's the phrase that caught me right away. Sports investing. It sounds like an oxymoron, right? It's like jumbo shrimp or friendly fire.
It absolutely does.
We are taught from day one that the house always wins. That is the golden rule of casinos, of sports books. If you play long enough, you lose. It's just math.
It's the law of large numbers, yeah.
So when I see a source claiming that you can use artificial intelligence, machine learning, and these just massive data sets to beat the bookies,
yeah,
my alarm bells go off. Big time.
As they should. But let's look at the parallel here for a second. If I told you 20 years ago that a computer algorithm would be doing what? 80% of the trading on Wall Street.
Right.
Buying and selling stocks in milliseconds based on news feeds and historical data. You might have called that science fiction too. But that's just the reality of high frequency trading today.
So the thesis here, the core idea, is that the same revolution that hit Wall Street, the quant revolution, is finally hitting the sports book.
Precisely. That's a perfect way to put it. The source material we're covering today, it all centers on this thing called the Z-code system, which essentially treats sports teams like their ticker symbols, like their stocks.
Like their Apple or Google.
Exactly. It argues that the next big thing in this multi-billion dollar industry is AI. It's about removing the human element entirely. No emotion, no feeling that a team is due for a win.
Just the numbers.
Just cold, hard, calculated math.
Okay, and we are going to tear this apart today. That's our mission here. We need to figure out how the Z-code system actually works under the hood. We're not just going to take their word for it.
Of course not.
We're going to look at their sports trader tool. We're going to examine the algorithms they talk about. And we're going to answer the big question. Can a regular person, our listener, you know, the learner, actually gain an unfair advantage over a billion-dollar industry?
And we're also going to get very, very specific. We have the data sheets for today's games. They're right here in front of us. Bayern Munich, the Seattle Kraken, Duke Blue Devils. We are going to see what the AI predicts for these games that are happening, well, today, January 31st, 2026.
And we have to talk about the Vegas trap. And this is a concept that I think explains why 99% of people who bet on sports lose money.
It is the psychological weapon of the sports books. It's how they get you.
Okay, so buckle up. We're exploring the promise of automating your income, the allure of copy-paste winning. But let's start at the beginning, this paradigm shift. Mm-hmm. Why is there a difference fundamentally between gambling and trading?
It all comes down to who you're betting against, or maybe a better way to put it is who the house is betting against.
Okay.
That old saying, the house always wins, it's true, but it needs an asterisk. It needs a little footnote. The house wins against casual bettors.
Define casual for me, because I think a lot of people who watch sports all day wouldn't consider themselves casual. They think they're experts.
And that's the trap right there. A casual bettor is anyone who makes decisions based on narrative, on emotion, or just on incomplete information.
So, like, the story of the game.
The story. It's the person who bets on the Cowboys because they grew up in Dallas. It's the person who bets the over because, you know, it's more fun to root for points.
You want to see a shootout.
Of course. It's the person who chases their losses betting big on the late game to try and make up for losing the early one. That's the casual bettor.
Right, the heart overhead problem. You're betting on what you want to happen, not what's likely to happen.
Exactly. The sports books are designed from the ground up to exploit human psychology. They know you get tired. They know you get tilted after a bad beat. They know you have biases for your home team.
And you can't get rid of them.
You can't. The source material argues that if you want to win, you have to stop being human at least while you're placing your bets.
Enter the robot.
Enter the robot. The Z-Code AI is described in these documents as a winning sports betting robot. And the key difference, the real magic, is that a robot doesn't care if the quarterback is a nice guy.
It doesn't care about the underdog story.
Not at all. It doesn't care if the team is on a hot streak, unless that streak is statistically significant relative to the point spread. It deals in probability, not in possibility.
The text mentions, and I'm quoting here, that when you're growing a bankroll, there is no room for luck. It has to be pure math and a statistical winning edge. That sounds incredibly dry. It takes all the fun out of it.
Investing should be dry. Investing should be boring. If you're having an adrenaline rush every single time you place a trade, you are probably gambling.
That's a good point.
If you're looking at a spreadsheet and calculating yield and expected value, you are investing. That is the shift. The goal here is an entertainment. The goal is profit.
And they make a point about accessibility here that I really want to drill into. They say this is designed so you don't even need to know sports. You don't need to know the rules of hockey or who plays for Manchester United.
Yeah, and that's the learner advantage. Sometimes knowing too much about the sport is actually a disadvantage.
How so? That sounds completely backwards.
Because you develop biases. You remember that amazing catch a receiver made 3 weeks ago, so you overvalue him in your head? You remember that a goalie had one bad game last year in the playoffs, so you undervalue him?
You hold on to these little narratives.
Exactly. The AI doesn't have those memories. It has data points. It strips away the entire narrative and leaves only the math. You, as the user, you just need to follow the output.
Okay, let's get into the nitty-gritty. Because AI is a buzzword. My toaster claims to have AI these days. What is actually happening inside this Z-Code machine?
Right.
The source claims they analyze over 279 million data points per game.
Yes. 279 million.
I have to stop you there. That number sounds, it sounds fake. It sounds like a marketing number. 279 million. How do you even get that many data points from a single game of basketball or soccer? There are only so many passes, so many shots.
It sounds hyperbolic. I completely agree. But you have to expand your definition of what a data point is. It's not just, did LeBron James score? Yes or no.
Okay.
Think about what a sophisticated system can track. We're talking about historical data going back to 1999. So for every single matchup, it's cross-referencing thousands and thousands of previous games.
Okay, so history is a huge part of it. The context.
A massive part. But then you layer on top of that the sensor data. The source mentions they use computer vision.
Right, I saw that for tracking player movements.
In modern sports, almost every player is tracked by cameras and sensors in the stadium. We know how fast they're running, their heart rate in some cases, their deceleration speed. A data point could be the angle of a pitcher's elbow in the seventh inning compared to his angle in the first inning.
Ah, so if the computer sees his elbow dropping by like 2 degrees, it knows he's getting tired before the human eye can even see it.
Exactly. And it knows that that 2 degree drop correlates to a 12% higher chance of giving up a home run in the next 10 pitches. That is a data point.
Oh.
Then you add in the weather. And not just it's raining, but the barometric pressure, the wind direction relative to the stadium architecture. You add in the referee's history. Does this specific ref call more fouls on the home team or the away team?
I never even thought of that.
You add in the travel schedule. Did the team fly across 3 time zones and arrive at 3 a.m. or did they get in at 9 p.m. the night before? When you layer all these thousands of microstats, you very easily hit millions and millions of points of correlation.
Yeah, it is actually kind of terrifying. It's like Moneyball on a level I can't even comprehend.
It is. The source lists some of the machine learning models they use. Things like naive Bayes, decision trees, linear regression, and of course, neural networks.
Okay, neural networks. I hear that term constantly. It's everywhere. Can we just break that down for a minute? What is a neural network doing in a sports context that a simple spreadsheet can't do?
Great question. A spreadsheet or something like linear regression, it looks for straight lines. It looks for simple correlations. If the wind is high, the scoring is low. Simple.
A then B.
A then B. A neural network is designed to mimic the human brain's ability to find patterns that aren't straight lines. It finds complex nonlinear relationships.
Give me an example. Make it real.
Okay, let's imagine a football game. A simple model says rain equals less passing. Very straightforward. A neural network might find a pattern that says rain, play LSA left-handed quarterback, play LS, this specific type of artificial turf, equals more passing, but only in the second half of games played on a Sunday.
Wow. Okay. That's a level of specificity that a human could just never figure out.
Never. You couldn't even think to look for it. It finds these weird hidden connections that we can't process because we can't hold that many variables in our head at once. It sifts through that ocean of 279 million data points to find the very specific combination of factors that predicts a win.
So it's finding the signal in the noise.
Precisely. And that is why the source can claim astonishing accuracy. It's because the AI is seeing the game in a dimension that casual bettors, and frankly, even the bookmakers sometimes, aren't seeing.
But here is where the skeptic in me wakes up again. This all sounds amazing, but if this system is so good, if it has this trust factor, which I saw in the notes, is a metric comparing the live results to historical backtests.
Yeah, that's a key feature.
If it's so good, why isn't everyone winning? Why have the bookies all gone bankrupt?
Well, two reasons. First, and most obviously, most people don't use it. Most people still bet with their hearts and their gut feelings. The casual market is enormous.
So Vegas is still feasting on them.
Absolutely. But secondly, the bookies are using this tech. They have their own armies of quants and their own algorithms. It's an arms race. The Z-code system is essentially giving the learner, the regular person, a weapon that puts them on equal footing with the house.
And transparency seems to be a big part of their pitch to prove it's not a scam.
It has to be. In this industry, trust is everything. The source material really emphasizes that they use independent third-party monitoring services. They name BetVerify and BetDog.
And these are auditors, basically. They watch what Z-code does.
Yes. They're like a notary public for bets. They verify that a prediction was published before the game started. Because the oldest scam in the book is for a so-called expert to delete all their losing picks after the games and then post on social media, "Look, I went 10-0 today."
Right. Cherry picking.
Exactly. These third-party sites prevent that. It proves that the forward test results, the live results, are real and not manipulated.
Okay, let's pivot back to the psychology again. I really want to talk about the Vegas trap. This is prominent in the outline, and it's something I think every sports fan has felt, even if they didn't have a name for it.
The Vegas trap is where the math meets the mind. It's the intersection.
Walk us through it. What is a Vegas trap? Paint a picture for us.
Okay, imagine it's a Saturday afternoon. You walk into a sports bar or you open your betting app, you look at the slate of games, you see the best team in the league, let's say, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs in the NFL, playing the absolute worst team in the league.
Okay, a total mismatch.
A complete mismatch on paper. The line is suspiciously low. Maybe the Chiefs are only favored by 3 points.
That's it?
Just 3 points. Your brain, your casual brain, starts screaming at you, "Free money! The Chiefs are going to crush them. How is the line only 3?
Right. My first thought is that the odds makers made a huge mistake. I'm thinking I'm smarter than Vegas.
Exactly. And that is the trap. You and everyone else in that bar, everyone else on that app, thinks the same thing and bets on the Chiefs. The public money just floods in on the favorite.
Okay.
Now, normally, if everyone bets on one side of a game, Vegas moves the line to balance their books. They'd make it Chiefs minus or 4, then Mattish a 5, to encourage betting on the other side.
But in a trap game,
the line doesn't move, or it barely moves.
Why? Why would they do that?
Mm-hmm.
They're taking on all this risk.
Because Vegas wants your money on the Chiefs. They are happy to take it. They know something that the public doesn't. Maybe the star quarterback has a minor nagging injury that hasn't been widely reported.
Maybe there's bad weather coming in.
Or the weather perfectly favors the underdog's running game. Maybe the motivation just isn't there for the Chiefs. It's a look-ahead game before a big rivalry match. The AI sees this. It sees that even though 80% of the public betting tickets are on the Chiefs, the smart money, the professional bettors, the sharks isn't.
So the AI is looking at the betting percentages, the volume of bets.
It's looking at the disconnect between public sentiment and the actual odds. When the public is all on one side and the line isn't moving to reflect that, a big red flag goes up.
We have a real-world example of this in the notes for today, January 31st, 2026. Bayern Munich versus Hamburger SV in the Bundesliga.
This is a textbook example. Bayern Munich is a global soccer powerhouse, one of the biggest clubs in the world. Hamburger SV, less so.
The data says Bayern has an 83% chance to win. They win 80% of the time when they're favorites. I mean, if I look at that, I'm betting the mortgage on Bayern.
And that is exactly why the Z-code AI has flagged it as a possible Vegas trap. It's a warning light. It's saying, yes, on paper, Bayern should win. But look at the line movement. Look at the public betting percentages.
It's a heavily bet public game.
It's the most public bet on the board. Everyone is on Bayern. So the AI warns you to be careful. If the line starts moving in a way that makes it even easier to bet on Bayern, or if the payout suddenly gets better, run away. It's a trap.
It's basically a contrarian indicator. It's saying when the entire herd is running left, you should at least peek over to the right.
Or, at the very least, stand still. Don't just follow the herd off the cliff because it looks like a sure thing.
There's another one here, Barcelona versus Elche. Barcelona has an 85% chance of winning, even higher. But the system notes irregular line movements. What does irregular mean in this context?
It usually means the odds aren't reacting to the money in the way they should. If $1 million comes in on Barcelona, their odds should drop. You should get paid less for betting on them because it's a safer bet.
Supply and demand.
Right. If the odds stay high or even go up, despite all that money coming in, it means the bookmaker is comfortable taking that liability. They're basically standing on the counter with a megaphone saying, "Go ahead, bet on Barcelona, we dare you."
They're inviting the action.
They are. And the AI spots that confidence from the house and flags it as a potential trap.
That is fascinating. It's like the AI is a metal detector for sucker bets. It's not just telling you who to bet on, it's telling you who not to bet on.
And that is arguably the biggest value add. It saves you from your own intuition. It saves you from the bets that look too good to be true.
Okay, let's move on to the systems themselves. Because Z-Code isn't just one single algorithm, right? The source material says it's a platform that hosts thousands of different strategies, over 4,500 systems.
That's right. Think of it like a marketplace of strategies. Or, a better analogy, is a mutual fund company. You don't just invest in the stock market. You pick a strategy. A growth fund, a value fund, a tech fund, a dividend fund.
You pick something that matches your style.
Your style, your risk tolerance. Z-Code is the same. You can pick a system that fits your personality. Some are high risk, high reward. Others are slow and steady earners.
And we have a list of the top performers right here in our notes.
Okay.
I want to dig into these because the numbers are staggering, but I also want to understand the logic behind why they work.
Let's look at the top one on the list, the VUD Anti-Public System.
Anti-public. I mean, the name tells you everything you need to know, doesn't it?
It goes right back to what we were just discussing about the Vegas trap. This system is designed to automatically identify which team the general public is betting on, and it bets the other way.
It just fades the public every single time.
Every time there's a strong public side.
And look at the profit on this. Total profit, $1,295,570.
It's life-changing money. And that is verified, audited profit. In the last 3 months alone, it's up over $74,000.
So this system is literally monetizing the stupidity of the crowd.
Stupidity is a harsh word, but yes, it's monetizing the emotional bias of the crowd. The crowd is usually wrong, or at the very least, the crowd usually has to pay a premium for popular opinions. This system sells that premium.
Okay, then we have the Cisco anti-public system for soccer. It's betting plus 1.5 on the underdog.
This is a spread strategy or a handicap. For listeners who don't know, a plus 1.5 line means the underdog team can lose the game by one single goal and you still win your bet.
So if the favorite wins the game 1-0 or 2-1, you actually win your bet on the loser.
Exactly. And casual bettors hate this. It feels wrong. They want to pick the winner. It feels weird to bet on a team, watch them lose the game, and then celebrate because you won money.
It's counterintuitive.
Very. But mathematically, underdogs in soccer rarely get blown out. They park the bus. They defend like crazy. Betting the plus 1.5 spread is a very high probability play that the general public ignores because it's not sexy. It's not exciting.
Speaking of not sexy, let's talk about the next one. Flu Desi Sports Picks.
The name is great. The full name is Flu NBB under Get Rich.
It's betting on unders in NBA games. So betting that the total score will be less than what the sports book sets.
This is pure behavioral economics. Why do people watch the NBA?
Dunks, three-pointers, highlights, action.
Exactly. We want points. We want a 130-125 shootout. Nobody sits down with a beer and a bowl of popcorn hoping for an 85-80 defensive struggle. It's boring to watch.
Because of that, the public overwhelmingly bets the over.
Yes. Everyone bets the over, which forces the bookmakers to inflate the total to balance their action. So the real statistical probability might point to a total of 210 points, but they have to set the line at 220 to account for all the public money.
And this system just exploits that gap.
It identifies that inflation and it hammers the under. It's capitalizing on our collective desire for entertainment.
And finally on this list, the Robin system, which is just a tie system.
The most un-American bet of all.
Right. Nobody wants a tie. We want a winner and a loser. We want a resolution.
But in soccer, ties are a very common result. They happen 25 to 30% of the time in some leagues. But because almost nobody bets on them, the odds are juicy. You might get 3-1 or even 4-1 on your money for a tie.
So the value is huge.
The value is immense. The Robin system identifies games where two teams are very evenly matched. Maybe they both have risk-averse managers. Maybe there's bad weather. And it bets the draw. It's an uncomfortable bet for a human to make, but the AI doesn't have feelings. It just sees the value.
I noticed two metrics on this performance sheet, ROI and FGDEV. We all know ROI, return on investment. Yeah. But tell me about FGDEV. It stands for average square deviation.
This is crucial for the investor mindset we talked about earlier. In plain English, this metric measures volatility. It measures the roller coaster.
So the stomach churning factor of the system.
Right. You could have a system with a very high ROI, but also a very high deviation. That means you might win $10,000 one week and then lose $8,000 the next week. Your bankroll graph looks like a heart monitor.
Which is incredibly stressful if you're trying to do this for income.
Extremely. A low FGDEV means the graph is a nice smooth line going up and to the right. It's consistent. It's boring in a good way. If you're looking for steady income, you want a low deviation. You want to be able to sleep at night.
Okay, let's get to the main event. We have the AI forecasts for today.
Mm-hmm.
Right now. The games are happening tonight, January 31st, 2026. Let's put the rubber to the road and see what it's saying.
Let's do it. We'll start with the NHL. Hockey. We have the Seattle Kraken versus the Vegas Golden Knights.
Okay, Vegas is the home team. They are famously tough to beat at home.
They are, and the public knows that, so they'll be betting on Vegas. But the AI is forecasting a plus 1.25 spread on Seattle with 49% confidence on that specific spread play.
A plus 1.25 spread on Seattle. So, again, even if Seattle loses by just one goal, you still win the bet, or at least part of it.
Depending on the exact line, yes. But the core insight here is that the AI thinks this game is much closer than the odds suggest. The win probability is 41% for Seattle, 59% for Vegas. So Vegas will probably win. But the value is on Seattle. The bookies are pricing Vegas like a sure thing, and the AI is saying, not so fast.
Okay, what about Winnipeg versus Florida in the NHL?
This one is basically a coin flip on paper. The AI has 52% confidence on Winnipeg with a plus zero spread.
A plus zero spread. That sounds like a tie. What does that mean?
It's a bet type, also called pick'em or draw no bet. It means if the game ends in a tie after regulation, which is what matters for betting purposes, you get your money back. It's a push.
So you're just picking the winner, but with insurance against a tie.
Exactly. The AI is leaning slightly toward Winnipeg. It's a very tight margin, but over 1,000 bets, those little 52% edges are what build a bankroll.
Let's move to college basketball. Duke versus Virginia Tech.
Duke. The Blue Devils. Always a massive public favorite. Everyone loves to bet on them or against them.
The AI gives them a 94% chance to win the game outright.
Which is massive. But you can't bet the money line on a 94% favorite. You'd have to bet like $100 just to win $5. The risk isn't worth the reward.
So the play is the spread. The AI is suggesting a mental 11.5.
Right. So Duke needs to win by 12 points or more.
And the AI says they will. This is an interesting case where the public and the AI actually agree. Sometimes the big favorite is the right bet.
That's a great point. The AI isn't blindly contrarian. It's not just fading the public for the sake of it. In this case, it's saying Duke is statistically dominant enough to cover a big double-digit spread.
Now, contrast that with Cincinnati versus Houston.
Houston is a 96% favorite to win, even higher than Duke. But the AI says the bet is on Cincinnati plus 14.5.
Why? Why bet on a team that's almost guaranteed to lose?
Because 14.5 points is a huge number in college basketball. That's 5 full possessions. The AI believes Houston will win the game, but they might pull their starters late if they have a big lead, or they might just cruise to a 10 or 12 point victory.
So Cincinnati is good enough to lose by only 10 points.
Yes. And you are betting on the loser to keep it close. This is the trader mentality. You don't care who wins the game. You only care about the number 14.5. You are trading the number, not the team.
One more from the Premier League. Soccer. Bournemouth versus Wolves.
This is a really interesting one. The bookmakers have Bournemouth as the favorite. Their money line is 2.399. They're playing at home. The narrative is probably that they're a strong team at home.
But the AI.
The Z-code model completely disagrees. It projects Wolves as the more likely victor. It flips the entire script of the game.
So this is a pure value play.
It is the definition of value. The market, which is the bookmaker, has undervalued wolves. You're buying a stock that you believe is priced incorrectly. If the AI is right, the payout on this bet will be significant because you're betting against the bookie's own prediction.
Okay, so we have the theory, we have the examples. Now, I want to walk through the how, because I'm picturing our listeners sitting there in their car or at their desk thinking, this is great. I don't have time to calculate 279 million data points. I have a job. I have kids.
And that is exactly why the Sports Trader tool exists. It's the interface. It's the bridge that connects the supercomputer to the end user.
The source material calls it a no-brainer. I'm quoting here. Nothing to calculate, nothing to worry about, human error free.
The entire workflow is designed to be as frictionless as possible. Step one, you download the Sports Trader app or you log in on the web. And it works on everything. Windows, Mac, Linux, iPhone, Android. It's universal.
Step two,
you select your systems. You can even use that portfolio advisor tool we mentioned to help you pick a mix of conservative and aggressive systems based on your goals.
And then the magic happens.
Step three is the most important. You wait, you do nothing. About 2 to 3 hours before the game is scheduled to start, the system crunches all the final data, the last minute line movements, confirms starting lineups, any late breaking injury news. Then it gives you a signal.
And what does that signal look like? Is it a complicated chart?
No, it's incredibly specific and simple. It tells you the exact team. It tells you the exact bet type. So money line, spread, over under. And this is the part we really need to stress. It tells you the precise unit size.
Let's stop right there. Unit size.
Yeah.
I feel like this is where 99% of people blow it. They get a hot tip, they feel confident, and they bet their entire paycheck.
That is the fastest way to go broke. Bankroll management is actually more important than picking winners.
Explain that. That sounds crazy.
Okay, say you have a $1,000 bankroll. A unit might be defined as 1% of that, so $10. The system might tell you, this is a 3-star confidence bet, so bet 3 units. You bet $30.
Okay, simple enough.
But a novice bettor, a gambler, sees a bet they think is a lock of the century, and they bet $500. If that bet loses, and even 94% favorites lose sometimes, you've just lost half your money in one shot. You're devastated.
And then you start chasing your losses.
And it's a death spiral. The Z Code system manages your risk for you. It tells you exactly how much to bet so that one bad day or even a bad week doesn't wipe you out. It protects you from your own greed and your own fear.
So you just copy the unit size, you copy the pick, you paste it into whatever sportsbook app you use, and you hit submit.
Copy, paste, and hopefully profit. That's the entire promise. It turns sports betting from a game of chance into a process of data entry.
The notes also mention some other bonus tools, like line reversals and oscillators. What are those?
Those are for the more advanced users who want to see the why behind the pick. Line reversals show you, in real time, where the sharp money is moving the odds. Oscillators are kind of like technical analysis for stocks. They show you if a team is overbought, meaning they're too popular and overpriced, or oversold, meaning they're a good value buy.
So you can really dig in if you want to.
You can, or you can just follow the main signals. It's up to you. It really is like a Wall Street trading terminal.
It's a Bloomberg terminal for sports.
That's a perfect analogy.
I want to ground this again in reality, because we can talk about algorithms and units and oscillators all day, but ultimately, this is about people's lives. The source material has a testimonial section that I found really, really moving.
I agree. It shifts the entire focus from just greed and making money to freedom and changing your life.
There's a story here about Ebenezer. She's a retired mom. The source is she was living in an old home, and frankly, she sounds pretty lonely. She says, this is a quote, "None of my kids wanted to visit me."
That is just heartbreaking. Financial struggle so often leads to isolation. You can't host dinners. You can't travel to see family. You start to feel like a burden.
But she started using the system. And the result wasn't that she went out and bought a Lamborghini. She moved into her own house. She hired a full-time nurse to help her. And she says, now they come every weekend.
See, that isn't about gambling. That's about dignity. That's about pride. She bought her independence back. The AI was just the tool that enabled her to do it.
Then there is Wesley from the UK. He talks about being unemployed and feeling like a burden on the family.
A feeling that, unfortunately, a lot of people know all too well, that loss of self-worth that comes with not being able to provide.
He says he went from being a burden to being the cornerstone of his family. He's earned over $16,000 and it's still growing. He is now the provider.
Imagine the psychological shift there. Waking up every morning knowing you have a system that can generate income, regardless of whether a boss decides to hire you. That is powerful.
And Candace's story. Her husband was depressed seeing her have to work two jobs just to make ends meet. He started with just
$320. $320? That is a tiny bankroll. That's an amount that's accessible to almost anyone.
And now he's setting up his own small business. He bootstrapped a completely new life for his family from a $320 seed.
There's a user in the notes named Vernon Italia who sums it all up perfectly. He doesn't just talk about the money. He talks about the relief from anxiety.
Yes, I saw that.
That is the ultimate ROI. It's not just the dollars and cents. It's the absence of that constant nagging financial stress. It's knowing that you have what another user, Ethan, called a Back to the Future sports almanac in your pocket.
Biff Tannen would be incredibly jealous.
He would be. But unlike Biff, you don't have to steal the almanac from your future self. You just have to subscribe to the data feed.
So let's bring this all home. We have seen the tech. We have seen the psychological traps. We have seen the real-world results. What is the final takeaway for the listener who is sitting in their car right now?
The takeaway is that the era of guessing is over. If you are still betting on sports based on your gut or what some talking head on TV says, you are bringing a knife to a gunfight.
The bookmakers aren't guessing.
The bookmakers have the data. They have the supercomputers. They have the algorithms.
And now so do we.
Exactly. A system like Z-Code democratizes that power. It gives the learner the same 279 million data points. It gives you the AI-powered glasses to spot the Vegas trap. It completely turns the table.
It stops being gambling and it starts being trading.
And that is the crucial distinction that you have to make in your own mind. We trade sports. We do not gamble on sports.
The call to action in the source is pretty direct. They urge you not to miss the opportunity. The games for today, January 34, 2026, are starting in just a few hours. The algorithms are already locked in and ready to go.
And they lower the barrier to entry to almost nothing. They offer an easy $7 trial.
$7. That's less than a beer and a hot dog at the stadium.
For $7, you get full instant access. The VIP club, the sports trader robot, all the tools, the community of other traders. You can literally go in, copy the picks for tonight, maybe that Seattle Kraken spread we talked about, and see for yourself if it works.
The directive is simple. Join Z-Code today. Copy and paste the winning picks. And as they say, win big.
Automate your financial freedom. That's the goal.
I want to leave our listeners with a final provocative thought. We've talked about how advanced this AI is now. It's predicting outcomes with, and I'm quoting again, astonishing accuracy. But AI is exponential. It gets smarter every single day.
It does. It learns from every game, every win, every loss.
So if the learner, the average person, continues to gain this kind of power, if millions of regular people start using tools like Z-Code, what happens to the sports books?
That is the billion-dollar question, isn't it?
Can the house survive if the players are just as smart as they are?
The entire business model of the sportsbooks relies on the square bettor. They rely on the losers to pay the winners. If everyone becomes a sharp, thanks to accessible AI, the whole model might have to collapse, or at least evolve into something we don't recognize. We might be looking at the beginning of the end for traditional bookmaking.
Or at least the end of easy money for Vegas.
Indeed. The hunter becomes the hunted.
I love that. Well, until they change the rules, we are going to keep trading. Check out Z-Code. Don't just watch the game traded. Thanks for listening to The Deep Dive.
Happy trading, everyone.
See you next time.